The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 137, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to answer the question that is probably on the mind of most parents of young children. How do I know if my child is ready for preschool? Now let's get started.
When adults become parents for the first time, they have a mix of emotions. One of those emotions is probably pure joy after seeing their child. But worry or fear might also be an emotion that creeps up. How do I comfort my baby when he or she cries? How will I know when my baby's hungry? Then, as that baby grows into a toddler, other emotions arise, such as, how do I know if my child's ready for preschool?
Excitement grows as a baby takes their first step and when a baby says their first word. Of course, you want your child to be able to use words and sentences to communicate before they enter school. You also want your child to be ready to learn by introducing your child to stories and books.
Knowing the letters of the alphabet is helpful, along with knowing how to grip a crayon or marker. And don't forget about self-care. Before a child starts school, you want your child to know how to brush your teeth, use the bathroom, wash up, and dress themselves. Jan and I remember our mom making our brother sit down at the dining room table and learn how to write his name before he could go to school. Evidently, he didn't play school like us girls did. I know Jan taught my older sister to read before she even went to school.
We also teach our children to say manner words like please and thank you, and how to listen to others, communicate, and follow simple directions. But what about math? Do we want our child to learn how to count before they go to preschool?
Yes, Jan, we definitely want our child to be able to count. That brings up a good question. What does counting mean? Is it only reciting the numbers from 1 to 10 in order? If your child doesn't know how to count 10 objects yet, we have to figure out what they already know so that we can provide opportunities for them to move forward in their learning.
We were surprised to find out about the research that says a child's early math skills when they enter school is more predictive of later reading achievement, even more than early reading skills. We know parents have heard about the importance of reading books to their child as part of a bedtime routine. But what do parents do to improve their child's early math skills?
Counting is more complex than simply memorizing reciting number words. So let's break it down for you. Okay, first, a child must learn the counting sequence. Our numbers have a specific order and there are patterns to our number symbols. Your child might know some of the number words in order from singing songs like 1, 2, Buckle My Shoe, or maybe you read a book to your child with a rocket ready for takeoff and your child has learned to count backwards from 10.
Another component of counting is the idea that exactly one number from the counting sequence is assigned to each object in a collection. Teachers call this one-to-one correspondence. This is why we sometimes easier to learn to count when actually counting objects. One idea we have shared before in this podcast is creating a counting jar where a child collects some small object of interest and keeps that collection in a jar to practice counting as the collection grows.
Teachers also use counting jars in school, but they may call them counting collections. A third component of counting is to understand that the last number assigned to an object when counting the collection indicates the total number of objects in the collection. Teachers call this cardinality.
This is an easy concept to assess. Just ask your child how many objects in all after they have counted a collection of objects one by one and see if they know the answer. If they start counting the objects over again instead of saying the total number, that is an indication that they don't understand the concept of cardinality yet.
A fourth component of counting is the ability to recognize a small group of objects without counting. Can your child see two objects and know that there are two objects without counting? If so, they have the ability to subitize, as teachers call it.
We have also shared on this podcast that a great way to support your child in subitizing is to play games with dice. Can your child roll a die and tell you the number of dots on that die without counting? If not, you need to play more dice games. I played a dice game with my 5-year-old grandson, and by the end of the game, he knew how to double any number on the die without counting each dot one by one.
A Rec-N-Rec, or a math rec, is another tool that will support your child in learning to recognize a small group of objects without counting. A Rec-N-Rec or math rec has 5 red beads and 5 white beads. So if all the beads, red beads, are moved over to the left side of the rec, then your child knows the beads represent the number 5, and your child won't need to count all the beads one by one.
This idea of seeing a group of objects and knowing how many in all without counting is such an important idea that it was added to our Wisconsin State Math Standards when they were recently revised in 2021.
So to review, in order for children to learn how to count and be prepared for preschool, they must also understand the specific order of counting sequence, one-to-one correspondence, or the idea that each object gets only one number, cardinality, or that the last number counted tells how many in all, and subitizing, which is knowing how many are in a small group of objects without counting. Wow, I guess learning how to count isn't as simple as it seems.
You got that right. But knowing what your child can do will help you as a parent know how to support your child in learning how to count so that they can be prepared for preschool. If your child does not know the counting sequence yet, try singing songs or reading books about numbers. Remember 1, 2, buckle my shoe, or 6 little ducks that I once knew?
If your child doesn't understand that each object gets only one number when counting, create a counting jar of some of your favorite child's favorite objects and practice counting every time you add another object to the jar.
And if your child doesn't understand that the last number in counting tells how many, try playing board games with your child. Choose a board game with dice, and you can work on subitizing at the same time.
To get even more ideas for supporting your child in math and making sure they are ready for preschool, head over to our website at www.10minutemath.com. That website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.